Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Star Ravens football news from the Nest style here on this Friday. Featured artist Friday, Dr. Dre. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plaza Sport Tax Line, 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Ravens at Minnesota, taking on the Vikings. Draymond Jones, Ravens traded for him. Fifth round pick, could become a fourth. If they get to the playoffs and he gets two sacks, and hopefully that's accomplished and Tennessee gets a fourth-round draft pick, whatever the case may be. But here's Draymond Jones, third-round pick out of Ohio State back in 2019, describing his game.
Somebody who physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last. And we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
Okay, go out there in a hammer time. I like that mentality. But Draymond Jones comes over. He's got 4.5 sacks, Nolan, in his last four games. He was drafted, as we said, by the Denver Broncos back in 2019, where he played with guys like Chase Young, among others. Went to Seattle, signed a deal this offseason with the Titans. Titans are going nowhere. They decided to cut bait with a guy who's going to be a free agent after the season. Familiarity there, Denard Wilson, former Terp, former Ravens coach. He's the DC there. So Draymond Jones, who early in his career played more on the interior of the line, like a Matty BK-ish player, now tends to do most of his damage on the outside, where he does a very good job, apparently, of setting the edge as well.
Well, it's kind of interesting hearing Zach Orr talk yesterday, and he mentioned that factor, the interior versus the outside, and he just flat out said, hey, we're going to use them both, but we might lean a little more towards the interior. And even went as far as to say, well, you know, I don't know what, not taking a shot at Tennessee, but he's like, I don't know what their strategy was with him. And obviously it worked, 4.5 sacks in four games. But he made it sound like they liked what they saw on film from him on the interior. Overall, though, he did say that they're just kind of trying to find the best matchup. And for me, that's really all I care about. Just find a way to get it done. You know, I don't care how much he's out there. I don't care interior, outside, whatever, get to the quarterback. I mean, that's all that matters. Nobody else on this team is doing it.
Yeah, he could parachute in from the sky, for all I'm concerned. Just get to the defensive backfield, be somewhat of a disruptor. But here's Draymond Jones talking about how quickly he's had to transition to the Ravens system and how smooth or rocky that's been.
Transition, I mean, he's been like that. Like, step of a finger, next thing you know, Baltimore. Like, it's been quick, but, I think I'm ready for it. I've been training for this all my life to be prepared for something like this. I think I'm going to be ready.
Well, he better be ready, because the Ravens are counting on him. I mean, we're talking about this guy like they just acquired a five-time All-Pro. I mean, and let's be honest, he's done yeoman's work. He's got 35 sacks for his career. But based on what they currently have on the roster, I mean, take away Matt BK for the season, who had two sacks in two games. We're in Oway's gone. Not that he did nothing, literally, sack-wise, for the Ravens. I mean, he's coming in, and he's just better than what they've got, which I guess is what you're hoping for if you're Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, and Zach Orr.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, they had nowhere to go but up. Any addition they would have made would have technically made them better. Now, to your point, though, does his presence elevate those around him? Does it open up other opportunities for guys around him, whether it's interior or on the outside? You know, is Van Noy now have a new life to him with a proper running mate, I guess. Does a Travis Jones get a little more opportunity through the middle, who's already playing fantastic, just stopping the run alone? Travis Jones playing fantastic, but does it elevate him as well? I don't know if I'd go that far, but again, we're really not in a room to complain here. Any help is needed.
Now, we talked earlier about Carl Lawson last hour with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, and John Harbaugh pretty much said that he's going to be ready to go. That official move has not been announced just yet, putting him on the 53-man roster. But if that inevitability is Sunday, Nolan, are we finally seeing the end of the David Ajabo era, which would be a disappointing one here in Baltimore? They drafted him when he was hurt out of Michigan with the Achilles. Then he's had other injuries, a knee injury, pretty significant, which cost him most of his season. But when he's played, and you don't even notice he's on the field.
Right.
And he has not made an impact whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be him. And we keep saying this, you know, I don't think there's anybody out there that's still holding on to hope for Ajabo. I mean, we're, what, 3-4 years into this thing? I think anyone who was a believer, and we were all a believer once upon a time,
no,
but anyone who was still kind of harping on it maybe a year ago, I don't think there's anybody that's still attached to David Ajabo. But even if you were, you got to be realistic about it. This guy probably shouldn't have made the roster out of camp. But he did because...
D's eyes.
Exactly. So, you know, that opened the door for him to, hey, here's one last shot. You really didn't do much to flash in training camp, but are you going to make the roster? Can you make the most of it? And they did throw him out there because nobody else was generating pass rush. Guys went down with injury. So, hey, here's even more. Here's an actual real opportunity, not just holding a roster spot. You're getting real snaps. Still didn't do anything with it. So... realistically, his time ran out probably over a year ago. Now it's just, it's certain. It's 100% certain.
It is news from the Nest. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today here on this Featured Artist Friday. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota as we talk more about Draymond Jones. I mean, it was a Deacon Jones they brought in. Roquan Smith, what do you think about your new teammate there?
Yeah, excited to have him here, man. Got a lot of respect for him. Remember when he was out in Denver. Haven't really seen much of him in Tennessee this year, but I just know the guy can definitely affect the game. Very physical player. I love having physical players out there with me. So very excited about that, and I think he's a great addition to our team, so I'm excited for him.
Man, Roquan coming off one of his best games of the season, too, against Miami last week. So everyone's excited. Nolan McGraw, and you know, I'm feeling the purple vibe here with Draymond Jones. You guaranteed to get a sack or predicted. Vinny did the same thing. I don't know. We'll see. I'm concerned about two guys, Jefferson and Addison, mm-hmm. two presidents,
right.
running around this Ravens secondary if they can't put pressure on J.J. McCarthy.
And I don't know if the Vikings are necessarily, well, they're certainly not in Tua territory of getting the ball out quick. But even if the Ravens did get sort of a pass rush going or Draymond Jones is wreaking havoc, you know, with the talent they have and the weapons they have, and McCarthy, again, just being a game manager distributor, then I see no reason for them to adapt pretty quickly and say, all right, let's just get this ball out quick. Slants with Addison and Jefferson, I think that would work just fine with those guys' speed.
And we were talking about early with last hour with Jonas Schaefer. Apparently, J.J. McCarthy holds that ball like he's afraid to get rid of it. Like he's going to put a diaper in a bottle in its mouth. So we'll see, which has led to a lot of, and they've had a ton of injuries on the O-line too. But I see 33 sacks by their quarterbacks. Wentz 19, three games for McCarthy. I think it's more than just being reluctant to get rid of the ball in a timely fashion.
Right. So, yeah, you're probably right. I don't think it does bode well for the Ravens in that regard. But now that I'm thinking about the quick slants and everything, I mean, the Ravens defense was great against Miami, but I'm still upset about the way that they came out and played soft zone early in that game.
Yeah,
like,
Waddle,
you know what they're
getting his play, yeah.
But you know what they're going to do. Vinny talked about it all week. It's Waddle, it's Achane out of the backfield. The ball's coming out quick. It's going to be these little short slants, and he's going to, you know, try to yards after the catch. And that's exactly what they did. And the Ravens are lined up there like they're not prevent, but they're not playing man-to-man. It's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand the soft zone in general. It's been very frustrating this year.
When we come back, buy or sell, count some dough, talk about the sports subjects of this Friday. Orioles have a new hitting coach, as Rich Dubrow of BaltimoreBaseball.com broke. We'll tell you who that is. Gerry Coleman, talk about his two big events this week. We'll go on out to one winning drive. Well, he'll be today. No Ronnie Stanley at practice, by the way. Could be a maintenance day, as speculated, but no Ronnie breaking the perfect attendance string for this week. And Jerry was down there at the warehouse. He was the one grilling Rubenstein over spending money. So Jerry, he likes to agitate people, and he was at his agitating best. We'll talk to him coming up later on in the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Buy or sell time here on this Featured Artist Friday. Dr. Dre is chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plus, for text, sign up for 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. He'll be back Monday. He will be at Falston Barrel House. Coming up on a Sunday morning into the afternoon, getting you ready for the Ravens and Vikings. No Ronnie Stanley at practice today, but as Jonas Schaefer tweeted out, looks like more of a maintenance day. And the Orioles have a new hitting coach, and we'll get into that as well, so stick around. But Nolan, before we get to the sports subjects, where's our weekend money?
Let's see. I mean, I'm just going to start making up numbers because nobody knows if I'm lying or not.
I don't even know what you're saying when you're telling the truth.
Get this, Bob. S&P 500 up 5 million today. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
It's actually down.
My weed stock's finally coming in, baby.
S&P 500 is down 66. NASDAQ down 410. Under Armour's up 2 cents. It's up.
Just my 2 cents.
And DraftKings up 43 cents.
How about that? You know, DraftKings now partnering with ESPN.
Yeah, that whole, ESPN Bet, the Penn.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, my God.
I wonder where, because that was one of the few endorsements I actually had, you know, here at the Fan. And yeah, I'll start talking trash. But they disappeared. I knew something was up. Anyway, I'll stop.
I'm leaving
off.
You on an island.
That's right.
I'm not throwing you any rope.
You give me Ginger and Marianne, and I'll stay on that island all day, baby. What's up?
Next. Starting with the Ravens. Tight end usage. Been very interesting to watch since Isaiah Likely's return from injury. He's out there just as much as Andrews is from a snap count standpoint, but Andrews, 23 targets in that span, Likely just 9. This past week against Miami, though, the first time Likely has had more balls come his way in a game. Made the most of it with 60 yards, though Andrews did have the 2 touchdowns. Buy or sell, Bob, Likely will have more targets than Andrews again this Sunday.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that because I think Isaiah Likely has been a favorite of Lamar Jackson's. Now, we can go back 2023 when Andrews got hurt that Thursday night against Cincinnati and Likely played like an all-pro. They kind of target shared a little bit last year, but in crunch time situations, the playoff game against Buffalo, for instance, Likely was the guy getting the ball. So, yeah, I'll definitely buy. Not that it's – he'll throw to Andrews, probably Nolan, in the red zone. But between the 20s, I think Likely's going to be his guy there.
Plus, I think now that I think about it, that target split – probably pretty heavily skewed by who was playing quarterback in that time. I mean, Cooper Rush would throw it to Mark Andrews even if he was on the bench. He'd probably throw it to him.
He was throwing it to yard marker, guys.
All right. MLB free agency, it's underway, although we're probably going to have to wait another 2 months or so before a major move to go down. Our friend Mike Exisa doing some theorizing about some of the big names on the market, including Dylan Cease. Now, most people's expectation is that he'll be amongst the highest paid starting pitchers in this year's market, a long-term deal that he's earned by having multiple top five Cy Young finishes in his career. However, Exisa is wondering if Cease could end up settling for a one-year high-value deal and maybe some player options tacked on, similar to what Blake Snell had to settle for a few years back, a Boris client, you know, taking it deep, pushing it up towards spring training. Not getting a deal done, but are you buying or selling that Cease, because of his year-to-year volatility, will have to settle for that short-term deal?
I'm going to sell it because he's probably the most attractive free agent starting pitcher out there, with all due respect to Ranger Suarez and some others. And Cease, to your point, Nolan, he's had some monster years. I mean, he's prone to getting rocked from time to time.
It's so hard to say right now because, like, if we get to February and all these big fish are still out there, then all right, I might be agreeing with you.
Because I think he's going to go for the biggest contract possible. I don't know if he's going to settle, so I think he'll get a multi-year deal at maybe not his desired price tag. Would you want him in Baltimore, I guess, is the question.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like any of those big. Valdez, Suarez, him.
Framber, I don't know. He's volatile, maybe because he's a little dopey.
I think he's the best on the market, if you ask me.
Okay.
But it's just me.
Not
I don't
our
know
money. Hey, spend as much as
you
want.
Get all three of them,
Who cares? You're still spending $20 on a beer.
Right. We'll go back to the NFL here. Trade deadline is come and gone. In total, 27 players on the move this season. That's the most in any year in the last 25 years. CBS Sports has ranked all of those traded players based on impact. As you would expect, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams headline that list at number one and number two. But right after them, number three, Joe Flacco going to the Bengals. Biggest impact, top three move, apparently. A lot was made of that move at the time. Even Mike Tomlin had something to say about it. Flacco has since posted a 102 passer rating in his four starts with the Bengals. So are you buying or selling Flacco as a top three impact move of all the trades this year?
I'll soft buy it because he's turned that offense back into a dynamic thing. And the receivers are now running free and all the great stuff. Chase Brown has become a factor because now you use the pass, setting up the run. They're still losing more than they win. And it's like Joe Burrow. I mean, is Joe Burrow a product of throwing Ja'Marr Chase? I mean, they go back to LSU when they were doing and Justin Jefferson and insert stud here. But their defense is so bad, it just overshadows all the good that Joe Flacco has brought to that offense. So I'll soft buy it because he's not leading them to victory. He's getting them close, but their defense, the lack of a move to help that, and with Hendrickson being banged up, that overshadows how good Joe Flacco's been. Who, by the way, still turns the bleeping ball over more than once a game, too. Let's not forget that.
And yesterday we talked about how terrible the Pelicans are in the NBA to start this season, about as disappointing as anybody. But Derek Queen, individually, finding some ways to show off early in his career.
From Baltimore, baby.
That's right. How about this line from their lone win the other night? 11 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, and 3 steals. It's been actually really cool to see the NBA audience take notice of what we witnessed him do at Maryland last year. The ability to rebound, take it the full length of the court, and finish in traffic. Really the perfect skill set for the modern NBA. The only problem, in my opinion, it's a minor gripe here, is his minutes. Just averaging 18 a night, and on a few occasions been limited to somewhere in the 7 and 12 range. Buy or sell, Bob, Queen should finish the season top five in minutes played among rookies.
I'm going to buy it because it's going to happen. Zion Williamson is hurt again. And by the way, Nolan, for the record, New Orleans has won 2 in a row.
Oh, excuse me.
They just beat Dallas the other night. And Derek Queen had 11.6 boards or 7 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals in that one as he and Cooper Flagg, high school teammates, exchanged jerseys after the games. His minutes will increase because once the more you play him, the more effective he is. So Derek Queen has been instrumental in the Siberia of basketball, New Orleans, getting themselves 2 wins in a row.
And for one last time this week, a gift card giveaway. $50 to Barrel House Live, Falston Barrel House.
That's where you're choking up.
I know. I dry mouth over here. I need to go to Falston Barrel House. Get me a drink. But I'll be there on Sunday morning with the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. We want you to come out and join us. And we're going to give you a little extra gift as you come out to join us. I'm looking for caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. You'll be today's winner. Last one of the week. $50 gift card to Falston Barrel House.
When we come back, Gerry Coleman's going to be joining us. Get his thoughts on the Ravens and the Orioles as he's been out at both one winning drive and down the warehouse. And we got Nolan's wish list for relief pitchers. Orioles have a new hitting coach. We'll get into all of that. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And Bob Nightingale, USA Today, will talk baseball with him. Where are all the fancy managers? They're not getting hired. It's a bunch of people nobody's ever heard of before, unless you're a diehard Craig Stammen fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Terps tonight taking on Georgetown. Gold Rush, our coverage starts at 5. Tomorrow, Maryland football at Rutgers. Coverage starts at 1:30 for that one. Orioles, they have a new manager and a new hitting coach. And the Ravens, maybe a renewed vigor to get to the playoffs. Joining us now to talk about a lot of that stuff. He's done a lot of things in his sports broadcasting career, and you know him, you love him. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Gerry Coleman. Gerry, what's up?
Doing well. Good Friday afternoon.
All right. Who do you want to talk about pissing off first, the Ravens or the Orioles? Where are we going?
You know, I heard you refer to me as an agitator. I take great offense to that description. I feel like I ask the questions that the fans want to know the answers to. And
correct.
Whether or not it agitates the subject that I'm asking the question to, that's not of concern to me.
All right, let's start with the Orioles then. David Rubenstein, along with Craig Albernaz and Mike Elias, met with the media on Tuesday, introducing Albernaz as the new Orioles manager. And, Gerry, you were there, first of all. Did he, air quotes, win the press conference?
Yeah, I guess he did. By Orioles standards, he definitely did. I'll tell you who won the press conference was his two-year-old daughter, Gigi. She was adorable. But he said all the right things and provided all the right answers and, you know, deferred to Mike Elias when he needed to. It was interesting to watch the facial expressions and the body language as others were speaking. But for me, it was all about David Rubenstein, and that's why I directed most of my questions towards him. We had not heard from him since August, the day that Samuel Bisaio signed. Conveniently, also a day that the Ravens were playing in D.C., so I wasn't able to be at that press conference or be at the, you know, beginning of spring training last year when he spoke. So I felt like that was the opportune time to go ahead and ask the owner about the financial situation.
And for those who may not have heard said response, how did he respond to said question? Because he said before, Gerry, even after the Bisaio signing, that there is the financial wherewithal to, you know, spend some dough. And he talked about how he and his partners have some deep pockets down there at the warehouse.
It's the Billionaire Boys Club, and they got to open up the wallet or the purse or whatever it is and start spending. I mean, we've heard the rhetoric before. I want an owner who treats his team like a hobby, not as a business, as a second hobby, you know, maybe to collecting artifacts, historical artifacts. Let your money do the talking. You don't have to say anything. Just pay for the pitchers when they're on the free agent market, like Garrett Crochet, or make a deal for a Garrett Crochet or a Max Fried like last offseason. You know, the proof is going to be in the pudding. Oriole fans have heard a lot from the owner since he took over the team, and I appreciate him speaking all the time, like he told me when he first started to answer my question. But I don't watch him, with all due respect, on Bloomberg or C-SPAN. I do watch him when he's talking about baseball, the Orioles, salary cap, etc.
So what does your gut tell you in regards to, A, will David Rubenstein and his deep pocket buddies be willing to spend some dough? And is Mike Elias the guy, maybe more importantly, Jerry, that is capable of getting that sort of power to spend and doing it wisely?
He basically left it in Mike Elias's hands as to how much he wants to spend. And again, he used the term deep pockets, never talked about a budget or anything of that nature. So I'm expecting them to spend. There's not a whole lot on the free agent market that really, you know, it's not like Ohtani and Judge are free agents this year. So it's not a great free agent market, but they can be creative and they have to do more to induce fans to come out to the ballpark. It's not working with what they're doing right now. They have to find creative ways, and that's more than just giving away a bobblehead or a T-shirt or a new sound system or scoreboard at the stadium or a new manager. That's not selling more tickets. Free agent signings, major contract extensions. Those are the type of things that'll vibrate your fan base.
Jerry Coleman joining us here. It's Bob Haney. Vinny's off today talking sports with Jerry. Of course, Be More Football and Baseball podcast, which we'll talk about here in a second. Now down there at One Winning Drive, where you're about to go. No Ronnie Stanley at practice today. I guess it's a rest day, but healthy as they've been in quite some time. But me and Nolan were talking a few minutes ago. We're talking about Draymond Jones, like they just got the Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and Lawrence Taylor all rolled into one. Are things that dire with the pass rush that a guy that does have 4.5 sacks in 4 games is coming in here to take it to whatever level they need to go to here?
They are dire, but they just traded away a guy who has 4 sacks in his last 4 games, Dafe Oweh. So seems like a trade-off to me. I mean, Draymond seems like a nice guy. He's amped up to be in the Ravens locker room and out of Tennessee because they were going nowhere in a hurry. But I know Vinny's predicting big things for this guy this week. I do think he's going to get to J.J. McCarthy at least once. I don't know how much he's going to change the complexion of this defense, but this was the best Eric DaCosta could do before the deadline, and at least he did something, so I give him credit for that. We'll see how it turns out, but this guy is poised to be active in Minnesota starting on Sunday.
Now for John Harbaugh, his mood is what? They won 2 in a row and within a 5-day span. They've been off. They had the super terrific mini bye. They are favored at Minnesota. Vikings coming off a big win at Detroit. How's John Harbaugh maintaining after a dreadful start to the season? Now all of a sudden, may not be Super Bowl or bust level expectations, but given the wide open nature, certainly of the AFC North, where the Ravens are now once again the favorites to win this thing.
Yeah, I'm detecting a quiet confidence from the coach. He realizes what the schedule looks like, but he also knows how important this Minnesota game is. And I guess I'll try not to tick him off for a third time this week and do the hat trick, because I upset him Monday when I sarcastically mentioned the crowd noise after he was talking about how loud it's going to be in Minnesota. And I asked him how it would compare to Miami, and he thought I was making a statement. It was an actual question. Then Wednesday I came back after he was talking about the Orioles and changing managers. Mentioned that, you know, he's the second longest tenured coach. How does he feel about 18 years of job stability? Didn't want to answer that question, so that was a walk-off as well. And we'll see again if we can go for the hat trick. But, all this talk about the crowd noise makes me laugh, because I feel like Buffalo and Kansas City are just as loud as Minnesota, Bob.
Well, we've seen the Ravens have their failures in both of those venues. So what do you think happens Sunday? If they win, obviously they're 4-5. Then you go to Cleveland, which is always a kind of a pain in the ass game, no matter how good or bad the Ravens and Browns may be. But they get to 5-5. I said it last week. They're going to win the division. But, you know, Minnesota and Cleveland aren't going to be easy tasks. But they're favored. They're favored Sunday, and they're going to be favored at the Browns next week.
Yes, and they have to be all over J.J. McCarthy, because Justin Jefferson scares everyone in the NFL, and T.J. Hockenson and Jordan Addison are no slacks. Adam Thielen's still out there last I checked. So, I mean, they've got some capable receivers. They got a guy that can run the ball in Aaron Jones. So this is a formidable Minnesota team. I mean, we thought they were a joke before what they did last week against the Lions. I guess that's not the case, and they're going to be at home, so they'll have that going for them. But the Ravens are going in as favorites, and the Ravens know what they need to do. I mean, they need this game much more than Minnesota does, because they have ambitions higher than Minnesota. So I do think they prevail, especially with Lamar being out there. I'll be curious to see if he takes off a little bit more than he did last week. I did ask him about that. Says he's 100%, but seemed reluctant to run last week in the victory.
All right, Jerry Coleman, tell us and our listeners about the podcasts, plural.
Well, whether it be Orioles or Ravens, we have you covered at Be More Sports Pod. I do the football version with Mike Preston. We're talking all TSA lines before he gets to the actual game. We don't talk about that on the podcast, but we do break down the game. And then as far as the Orioles side, we're talking about the press conference that just went down with Mike Elias and David Rubenstein, Mike Bordick, and yours truly, Adam Kolarik, former major leaguer, Baltimore native, is our guest. And again, you can watch it or listen to it at Be More Sports Pod.
Jerry, always appreciate the time. Say hi to John Harbaugh for us, but do it in a more, I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't do that, Bob. I don't want to sully your name.
Yeah. Well, hey, do what you got to do. That's why you're you, Jerry Coleman, and we respect you greatly for it.
Thank you.
Instead of going, hey, game balls, coach? One of those things.
That won't happen. I can promise you that.
All right, Jerry Coleman. Have a great weekend. We'll come back, reset the program for you. As we said, the Orioles have a new hitting coach. Who is it? We'll tell you that. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And then Nolan's wish list for relievers. A pretty prominent name became available. I guess he maybe rolls to the top of Nolan's list. Stick around for that. And the Orioles did pick up his $9 million option, so he's back. And they got one of the top international prospects from the Cubs, De La Cruz, in the trade at the trade deadline. So right now it looks like a win for the Orioles, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. That Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talk baseball with him as we look at some of the prominent free agents to be. Could Detroit look to move Tarek Skubal? Just throwing this out here. He's free agent after next year. And Scott Boras is his representation. So if you're going to bust a move, Mike Elias, it's going to be for a rental. Is Tarek Skubal, though, enough to get you over the hump? You thought Corbin Burns was going to be that guy 2 years ago, and it seemed like he was. I mean, he was a stud for the Orioles, starting pitcher for the American League All-Star team, was great in the playoffs, got like no run support. But I said it yesterday or 2 days ago, Nolan, where we get through the Orioles' new hitting coach or lead hitting coach, which implies there's going to be others. Outside of Gunner, Basayo, and your boy Adley, because I think Adley's got a lot of bounce back in him. I think I'm on for business if I'm Mike Elias. I'm listening.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about a
Skubal. For Skubal.
Yeah, for a Skubal type guy, then, yeah, you really can't be picky at all. But I'd agree with you, Gunner, because he's the cornerstone piece, and Basayo, you just paid him. So, I mean, that takes him off the board. Everyone else, then, to me, yeah, then everyone else would be on the table. So we'll see what happens. I didn't even think about the Boras factor until you just mentioned it. But we did just go through that with Corbin Burns, and we know what happened. He's a little bit different, though. Like, he doesn't strike me as the typical Boras client, because ultimately he told him, no, this is what I'm doing. Right. You know, I want to go play closer to home.
Yeah.
So that was a case of a player maybe having a little more authority over the agent.
Because I think the Orioles and Toronto offered more money than, I mean, mm-hmm. Arizona. I think Burns himself reached out to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
I know it's been months and I can't remember stuff like I used to, but that kind of sounds familiar.
It's not like he got or took a major discount. I mean, it was pretty close, but you're right. We keep rehashing that. It's just so disappointing. So you're thinking about other potential trade options. I mean, Hunter Green, not a Boras client, also multiple years of control. But then I'd imagine you're giving up even more to get him. I mean, that's the thing. Like, just thinking about all this and trade in general, I'd just rather do business with Milwaukee again.
Freddie Peralta.
I mean, look at what the Orioles gave up for Corbin Burns. Really not that much.
Yeah.
And even at the time, I was like, damn, this isn't a lot for a guy who's won a Cy Young or has been up there Cy Young every year. You know, Freddie Peralta's not that. So I would think that the compensation would be even lighter. I didn't even think that they got a great return for Devin Williams when they traded him. So
I got Nestor the molester.
I'd be on the phones pestering them nonstop.
And it sounds like Freddie Peralta, who's heading into the last year of his deal, could be open for business or bidders. Yeah, and you mentioned what was DL Hall, who's been pretty much hurt the entirety of his career with the Brewers, and Joey Ortiz is their starting shortstop, but you know, we're not talking about Gunnar Henderson offensively here from Joey Ortiz. And You know, even though Corbin Burns was only here for a year, and I think you mentioned it a couple weeks back, that's still a win for the Orioles. Unless Ortiz or Hall becomes an all-star, and who knows? I could see Ortiz maybe winning a gold glove when it's all said and done, but D.L. Hall, you can't, he can't stay healthy.
No, and then even then, just the one-for-one of it. I mean, Milwaukee's happy because they got an everyday player, and I think they did get their second baseman in return for, in addition to Nestor in that trade. But again, that's still, it's not like this massive haul of prospects where you've got three, four guys coming up in the next couple of years. They really, just from either volume and overall value, I didn't think they got much at all.
Yeah, unless like Hunter Green, controllable, but the price tag's going to be really high. And he's, I mean, I think he might throw harder than Scooble does.
Like, oh, yeah.
Pure fastball.
Plus, he's only 26.
Yeah, velocity. He's had some injury problems, of course, but most pitchers go through that nowadays. Unless you make a move for him, Scooble, Rennell, Peralta, Rennell. I mean, you're all in it to win it in 26. I mean, are you willing to drop the big dimes for the Ceases of the world or the Ranger Suarez? You like Valdez, who's got postseason experience for sure. Been there, done that. I mean, are you willing to drop that sort of ticket if you're, you know, Rubenstein and Deep Pocket Buddies and ultimately Mike Elias making that decision?
Well, they should be. I mean, that's the thing. If they're going to come out and say, well, you know, we're not in on those top three, like we just can't compete, I don't want to hear that. I mean, we all know the reality is that the LAs and the New Yorks and the Chicagos, they're going to be all over those guys. That's just how it goes. But I've been saying it all along. There's no reason you can't compete with them financially. Your owner just came out and said it. He's got the money, you know. And I really liked what Coleman said a segment ago because it kind of put into words how I've been feeling about the whole thing, where he said, I want an owner that treats it like a hobby, not a business. Because when I've been saying all this stuff about, well, their money's as green as anyone, I hate the small market narrative. And people say, well, you can't operate at a loss. They're going to run it. You know, they got to make money. They're not selling as much tickets or making as much revenue there as, say, New York and LA is. I get that. I understand that. But what are you in it for? Which was Coleman's point. If you buy a sports team, you should be in it to put the best product on the field possible, not turn a profit. And guess what's going to happen if you do pay and put the best product on the field? You'll get that return with people buying tickets and people buying jerseys and all that. When you sign a Gunnar Henderson to a 10-year deal, then all the people, hey, I'm going to go buy a jersey. He's going to be here for the next decade. I'm going to go pay to see him at the ballpark every night. I don't mind spending $20 on a beer. We'll do that. We'll gladly pay that. You invest in the team, and we will return the favor. It's that simple.
And before we hit the top of the hour, by the way, Dustin Lins, the Orioles' new lead hitting coach, we'll get into that. I've been teasing it for like an hour and a half. We'll get into it at 1:15 because he does have a relationship past with Craig Albernaz. But is it one of the first things David Rubenstein said? Because I was there at his introductory press conference. You know, I want to win. Mm-hmm. He's from Baltimore. I mean, he knows the glory days. He deferred to Elias being the baseball expert. He's in it to win a World Series and is in his mid-70s. He's not trying to bleep around and wait forever. He wants to win. A disappointing, colossal dog of the season in 25. I mean, you want to win? Toronto's your blueprint. Last place at 24. Two outs away from a World Championship in 25. There you go.
And here's where I'll really agree with you on the Toronto comparison or how they should be like Toronto. How many big offers has Toronto given? They went after Shohei, right? Then they go after Judge. I mean, they went after all these
Corbin big... Corbin Burns.
They went after every big name you can think of. Soto. They went heavy on Soto. And they came up empty. But even still, they found a way to keep... They just kept going. They kept offering money. Somebody's going to take it. We'll go down the line. We will rank them in whatever order we have. Top guy said no. Next guy, no. Next guy, no. We're going to keep going until someone says yes. Whereas the Orioles went Corbin Burns. He said no. And then they just sat on their hands.
Yeah. And real quick with Toronto, I know we're up against it. George Springer said yes first. That kind of started the ball rolling. And then Gausman said yes. But they gave Vlad Jr. a half a bill.
Mm-hmm.
So the Orioles might want to follow that pattern as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.